This week's Torah reading is called Truma, which really means donation. And the main subject of the reading is the construction of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, that's what it's called in Hebrew, that the Jewish people used a mobile temple throughout their traveling through the desert. And afterwards, it was actually installed in the land of Israel for a certain number of years, like more than 360 years. But the point is that the Torah talks about a construction that happened in a specific place, the desert, in a specific time, more than 3,000 years ago. Now, we know that this is not going to happen anymore. Like, the people that were already in that place passed away. The place were not there anymore. So why do we have to read something that is actually not useful? The answer to this is that the words of the Torah are eternal. And not only in a physical way, that again, today we cannot fulfill this in a physical way, and we're not supposed to fulfill this in a physical way in the same way that the Torah talks about it. However, in a spiritual way, we have to still learn certain lessons out of this text. Let's focus just on one particular detail of this whole construction with many, many, many details of the tabernacle. The detail we're going to focus on is, the Torah says in Hebrew, Atzei Shittim Omdim. People had to give wood of cedar, like a very high tree, and it has to be put Omdim. That means standing up in its proper position. That means not laying down, but standing up just like a tree grows. This is what the people had to give, and actually the walls of this whole mobile temple were built out of these woods, put one after the other, and they built actually walls. What does it mean in a spiritual way? So let's focus on the name of this particular tree. Why this tree? Why not something else? To the point that our sages ask, actually, where did they get these trees from? In the desert, you know, there's no trees over there. So the answer is that Yaakov Avinu, he knew when he went from the land of Canaan to the land of Egypt that the Jewish people were going out of the land of Egypt a certain number of years afterwards, and they would build this mobile temple and they would need this wood. So he planted actually these trees in Egypt. These trees grew for 210 years. That's the amount of years that the Jewish people were actually in Egypt. And then they took them out. And therefore, they had this tree in the desert. What's the name of this tree? Shittim in Hebrew, which means cedar. It's a type of cedar. But the word shittim actually can be understood in different ways. Each word in the Hebrew language is composed of two or three letters that form the root of the word. And then when you start playing with the different additions to the root, before, after, in the middle, etc., then you get many, many types of words. So the word shittim is related basically to a few words. Word number one means shtus. Shtus means stupidity. That's what shtus means. A shoite, which is again related to shittim, means a stupid person. Then the word shittim is related to soita, stia, which even though the sound is sh or s, doesn't matter. It's the same word. It's the same letter. Stia means to move out of the right path. Like you actually went away from the path. That's what it means, stia. According to these two explanations, we can understand a little bit better what does it mean to actually serve God. True service to God, says Maimonides, the Rambam, is when you go in the middle way. None of the extremes are actually good. Then the Rambam talks about, in his laws of behaviors, what to do when a person has a bad behavior and he has to change it. Okay, sometimes you have to go to the other extreme in order to go back to the middle way. You went to one extreme. How do you get out of there? You go to the other extreme to actually finish in the middle. But the point is that service to God means the middle path. When you actually move out of this middle path, you're actually a soite, you actually move out of this path, that means that you're shoite, you're a fool. But, of course, there are two ways of moving out of one path. You can either move to one side or the other side. The way it brought down in the Hasidic thought is, there are two types of stupidity. There's a stupidity below understanding, that you're really behaving like, not like a human being, you're behaving lower than a human being. Normal intellect would dictate, would mean something, a specific behavior. You're behaving like an animal. below the level of a human being. And then there's shoite, means to be stupid, but be above normal behavior, above intellect. That would mean a behavior that goes against all the rules in a good way. So we see that there are two types of deviation, so to speak, from the path. When we're talking about atzei shittim, when the Torah says that you have to bring cedar wood in order to build the temple, what's the temple? What's this mobile temple? The mobile temple, the purpose of it was to bring down God's presence in the world in a physical way that people should see divinity. How do you do this? How do you accomplish this? So you have to have this wood made of this specific type of tree. What does that mean? Shittim, shtus, you have to be a stupid, but not below intellect, rather above intellect. And this way, I'll explain what this means in a minute, this way you actually have wood oimdim, standing up. What's a column, actually, that these walls were built out of many, many woods, put one by the other, forming columns that actually, one by the other, form the whole wall. What's a column? A column ties, puts together the ceiling and the floor. The highest level and the lowest level, they get together by this column in the middle, between them. The same thing happens. You want to bring God's presence to this world. God is, so to speak, above the most holy thing and the highest thing and the most indescribable thing, etc., etc. You want to tie these. You want to put it together with the floor, with the lowest thing, which is this material world. So you need a column. You need this particular column made of what? What does that mean, this column? Shittim, shtus, this wood of cedar. And you have to be, quote unquote, a fool, a stupid person, but beyond intellect. What does that mean? To be a stupid person beyond intellect. If you were accustomed to fulfill certain commandments in a certain particular way, so you should fulfill more and in a better way. You gave tzedakah, you gave charity, very nice, and you gave it a certain amount that you feel comfortable with this certain amount. So you know what? You have to leave your comfort zone and you have to be, quote unquote, somehow stupid, beyond intellect, and give more than what you're accustomed. You're accustomed to learn a certain amount of time, you should be stupid and learn more than that time. And when you get used to learn more, you should learn more. This is what it means to be a stupid person, quote unquote, going beyond your intellect. Through this, we bring down into this world the essence of the presence of God, which is the purpose of this whole mobile temple. And this is something each one of us can actually do. And by this, we fulfill the whole purpose of the whole creation, which is, again, that God wants to have a dwelling place in this material world.